Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad as we talk about week 10 of the NFL season.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, Dad. How you doing?
So are they going to be pitching to Big Papa? I mean, do people not know that you could walk these people?
I don't know, but for some Well, I think the consensus is that he's not going to get a hit every time. I mean, now that the game's going back to Fenway, Napoli's going to be in the lineup, who gives Ortiz a lot of protection. You just figure that hopefully these young, because the Cardinals have some young fireballers, that, you know, they're hoping they can just throw the ball right by him.
Now, if they win Boston at home, first time since 08, 1908,
oh,
that they won at home?
I believe so. I don't actually remember. That's very likely, because, yeah, they've won the last two World Series, 04 and 07, on the road.
Now, what about that obstruction call? What did you make of that?
I understand they had to call it, but watching it, I mean, first of all, I think that the Cardinals player, David Freese, kind of tripped over him a little more than he should have. I mean, you know, one thing you have to give the Cardinals, they know when an advantage goes their way, so they take it as best as they can.
Right.
I think Middlebrooks was right in trying to get up, because that's part of the game. He has the right to sort of get up.
Right.
I mean, I understand they have to call it, but at the same time, did they really have to call it?
It wasn't in the best interest of baseball. Or it created controversy, which is good, any publicity. It
creates the controversy, people talk about it, they're interested, they want to know. And
right.
If Boston wins in Boston, it'll be the first time since 1918. Previous to 2004 was the last time they won a World Series.
Right, huge.
So, yeah, it's going to be big. If it does happen, I think it does. You have two chances to win at home. The Cardinals.
Well, you predicted Game 6.
Yeah, I mean, if it goes to Game 7, all bets are off. And you know, as somebody who wants the Red Sox to win, I would not be relaxed watching that game. But I mean, two games, Game 3 and Game 4 ending in just amazing fashion with the obstruction call, and then Game 4, a pickoff throw.
Right, first base, right?
First base, the first time, there have been 109, this is the 109th World Series. They've over, you know, 600 games, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time ever a game has ended on a pickoff throw.
That was crazy.
That's amazing.
Was it a lefty on the hill?
No, it was a righty.
Wow, so what was the mistake? Too big a lead?
He was a rookie.
Right.
And he wanted to get in scoring position because Beltran was up, and he statistically is the greatest postseason hitter of all time. His postseason numbers match up with Babe Ruth's numbers.
Right.
Average.
Not if it's not the playoffs and he's a Met.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I have to go back and look at his stats in that postseason. I remember in 06 he had a couple of home runs, but, you know, it's just the one indelible image of him with the bat on his shoulder with a curveball being thrown by Wainwright.
Oh,
and that's something you got to remember. So Colton Wong was the rookie, and he was a pinch runner, and he was leading off first, and he wanted to get a good lead and a good jump to reach second base, or at least, you know, if Beltran hits a ball into the gap, he could score.
Right.
And Colton Wong claims that his foot slipped, and the pitcher Uehara threw over, wasn't expecting it, and he got him. Yeah, apparently the Boston advanced scouts have said that the Cardinals are very, very aggressive on the base paths.
So like judo, they used it against them.
Yeah, exactly. They took an advantage and turned it into a disadvantage.
So that kind of a football similarity would have been Matt Stafford. And going over the goal line, like he's going to spike the ball, and then he jumps for the touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. Really surprising. Well, not really surprising, but yeah, I'd kind of thought that game would be a pretty good game, and it was. I was kind of surprised that it actually did turn out to be a good game. But I have friends who are Cowboys fans, and on the internet, they were gloating with like 12 seconds left. Oh, this game's in the bag. Oh, we won. How do you like that?
Oh, idiots. What idiots.
And then all of a sudden, you see people, you spoke too soon. You might want to retract that statement, and they just are not happy.
Well, the Cowboys haven't changed much this year.
No.
Heartbreakers.
Yeah, but, you know, of course this happens to the Cowboys.
Now what about the Eagles having to put in the third-string quarterback?
You know, I mean, they took a flyer on Matt Barkley.
Right.
They talked about Matt Barkley at USC.
Yeah.
I mean, USC is based, you know, when he was there,
right.
It's pretty much a minor league NFL team anyway, the way they run their team.
Yeah.
They took a flyer on him. He could work. I mean,
he's armed. Did you see that lollipop throw? He doesn't have zip on that ball.
No.
That's the problem. That's he's gone. Right, next year he's gone.
Probably. I mean, you're a third stringer. I think he was a fourth round pick. You know, anybody can be a fourth round pick.
Sometimes it's a stretch. People stretch for something, you know?
Yeah. Well,
like he wasn't a top 10 quarterback, was
no,
he?
No, no. But
then that's a reach.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't, you know, no third, nobody goes, oh, our third string quarterback, well, he might get into a game. No, you never want him to get into a game. He's only there.
Oh, yeah, I watched last night, oh, my God, with the Rams, because I'm a Kellen Clemens fan.
Yeah.
And he had all the opportunity, just not the accuracy. What a shame.
Yeah, and
like
they need
8 years in the league. It's over. But, you know, these are opportunities that present themselves.
You have to make the most of them. You know, he went up against a really challenge. I mean, he was up against the Seahawks. That's a really good defense. Luckily, they were at home, and that Rams defense really stymied St. Louis or Seattle.
They got some edge rushers.
Yeah.
And they also, which I really liked, was that running back, Stacy.
Zach Stacy. I actually picked him up for my fantasy team.
Yeah. Wow. He does a lot of north and south.
He does.
And he has enough teak. And, he's patient. You know, he's just good. I like him.
He's really good.
There's a future, yeah.
Yeah. But now the problem is that he got a, they're calling it a sprained ankle. It's not a high ankle sprain, which would be a lot worse. But had he not got injured on that, pretty much that last drive, they would have won that game.
I know. That was a shame. It was just, you know, it bothered me because Clemens could have really, you know, made a statement there.
He could have, but, a bad,
they
missed
that fade in the corner.
Right. Good team, you know, but it's funny. Good teams get good breaks. Bad teams get bad breaks.
It's a quarterback-driven league.
You know, when was the last time, aside from Adrian Peterson, who's a consistent running back who is a game-changer in this league anymore?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and
well, the Eagles, when they're going right, McCoy is, really.
He is.
He's good.
He is, but also how long can you last in the league, too? You know,
right.
What's your max? 3 years? 5 years?
Sure.
And then you're gone. So it can be tough for you. Yeah, there's a lot of games. There weren't many good games to start off with, but, you know, just looking back, there weren't that many in all
competitive games.
Yeah, there were interesting ones. Yeah, the Dallas-Detroit game was interesting. Giants-Eagles was interesting because, you know, Giants don't need to score a touchdown to win, apparently. Just kick field goals all day.
Against certain opponents, yeah.
Yeah, but, 15 points is the rarest. I think one of the rarest sort of numbers you see.
It is.
Yeah, strange how that works.
Yeah, I don't think 9 is too popular.
No, unless you've got a really good defense. 9 isn't going to cut it, usually.
Now, what about this week coming up?
There's a few more interesting games. I mean, the Thursday night game, Cincinnati at Miami, that's kind of interesting.
Miami, though, they can't protect the quarterback, and it's, you know, and that's just, that's a problem that won't go away with them.
No, Tannehill has taken a lot of hits these past two seasons.
Yeah, so he can't relax, he can't focus. It's a problem.
It is.
Now, they're home?
Miami's home.
And they're getting 2 or getting 1? What are they getting?
Miami's getting 2.5.
That's a Bruner. Now, this week, the Bruner theory kicks in.
Right, because it's after the 8th week. It's halfway through the season.
Right.
Yeah, and Cincinnati coming off a shellacking of the Jets. Oh, my gosh. That was just ridiculous.
Yeah,
49-9. That was not cool.
You figured it'd be competitive, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know you had taken the Jets, but it really is this week, that week.
Well, you know, the Jets, yeah, they're schizophrenic. I mean, that has been their personality.
Yeah, it's not
Well, my
surprising.
entire life.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. For every positive, there's a negative. And
Yeah.
I can't even remember which is which, half the time.
So if you have a friend who's a mental patient, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But now the Jets take on New Orleans in New York, so at least it's not in the dome where it can be a full-on track meet.
True.
And it's Ryan versus Ryan again.
That's too cool.
Yeah.
I'm liking that.
Yeah, defense versus defense, but I mean,
What happened the last time they played?
what, New Orleans and the Jets?
No, the Twins.
Well, that was when he was with Dallas. That was that opening week game. It was a September 11th game.
Okay.
I know the Jets beat Dallas that day. That's the last that I can remember.
Now, is there any other Bruno theories where the home team is getting between Pick'em? Isn't what is the Redskins a Pick'em?
Let's
Or are
see.
they in a bye?
Let's see a couple Bruners. Let's see the Miami game. Miami's
Right.
getting 2.5 at home.
Uh-huh.
Well, the Jets are getting 5.5 at home, so
No,
that
forget
doesn't count.
that. But that's the one of the toughest numbers I find to pick. What I usually end up thinking that it's better to take the 5.5 because that's an odd number.
Yeah, it's a tough one to really point to.
Right.
Let's see, St. Louis is getting 3 at home. Washington is +1 at home against San Diego.
Right. So that would be a Bruiner. Yeah, who played Thursday night? Because those teams are 75% covering the spread the next week, the next time out. Because they get what, 9 days?
Yeah, I think they get 9 days. The Thursday night game was Carolina at Tampa Bay, and Carolina won 31-13.
Right.
Carolina is at home against Atlanta,
Right.
and Tampa is at Seattle.
Now that's the second, because Atlanta was at Arizona.
Yes.
Got beat pretty soundly. Now they're coming back to second road game in Carolina. Cam Newton has really improved over the early in the year.
Yes, he has, absolutely.
And then what was the other team?
Tampa Bay at Seattle.
Right.
They're getting
Really?
16.5. Getting 16.5.
Wow.
I can't blame them.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay
That's
is.
a lot. That's a lot. They're not the Jags, are they? Are they pretty bad?
They're pretty bad. The Jaguars just
Yeah.
have a lack of talent. Tampa Bay
Right.
has a
Problems.
locker room issue, pretty much at this point.
Yeah.
They have no
They
leader.
had a quarterback. They had a quarterback problem. That's what they have. It's a quarterback-driven league.
Well, yeah, and they don't have one.
Right. So that says all that. Okay, so we jump on Calvert, Carolina. That's one of our bets.
Okay, there you go. Cleveland is getting 2.5 at home.
Really?
Yeah,
Against?
against Baltimore.
Right. Okay. I'm kind of liking that.
And then Houston is getting 2.5 at home against the Colts.
I'm not sold yet on Houston. That's a shambles down there. One of the most surprising teams this year. Nobody expected this train wreck.
No, nobody expected it to be this bad. And it's bad for them.
Biggest story still is undefeated Kansas City.
Oh, absolutely. After, a bad year last year, with a new coach coming in who had a bad year last year, Andy Reid. They got a quarterback who was jilted by his team, in Alex Smith, and a lot of playmakers on that team, and in an uneven division because you have the Broncos way up at the top, and you've got San Diego and Oakland on the bottom. So,
Right.
a lot of room to really, and a pretty much, even though they've been doing well against the NFC, it's a kind of a weak AFC. The East is weak, even though New England's 6-2, that's still a weak New England team. The Colts are doing well, but they're not world beaters. Houston's down. So the
What I
South
like
is a
about
disaster.
them is what I like about the Colts. I've been high on them right from the beginning. I mean, they're kind of built where they could do some cold weather stuff if they had to.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the AFC North is weak as well. Steelers down, Baltimore down, Cincinnati up, but
Really?
we don't know how much of a Are
know
they,
how long.
right, are they paper tigers or what? So, I mean,
Well, they've been, what have they been? One and done in the playoffs recently?
oh, absolutely. I can't remember the last time the Bengals won a playoff game.
Right.
It had to have been under,
Sam Weiss.
yeah, the Sam Weish, Bruce
Boomer
Coslett.
Esiason.
Yeah, and you know, when Weish and Coslett and Esiason were there, absolutely. That was probably the last time they won a playoff game. So, you know, with all that taken into account, yeah, Kansas City, it, you know, is the top in a down group.
They're the tallest midget in the circus, or they're legit.
Well, it depends. They could be legit, but
Yeah, nobody has confidence. They got to do it over a longer period of time.
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought they're going to be around.
Yeah, I think so. Now they've got a good setup. And then, yeah, Washington getting one at home against San Diego.
That's crazy. What are they expecting? The defense is going to finally show up. They looked good the first quarter, first half. The Redskins looked good against Denver. And then he, Peyton Manning just crushed them.
Yeah, that's all you need. You just need halftime, and Peyton will find out what you're trying to pull on him.
Right.
You know, and I'm guessing because that San Diego has to come across the country, that that's going to affect their play.
But I'm wondering if they had just a week where they played last week.
Who? San Diego?
Yeah.
San Diego had a bye week.
Wow. So I got I yeah. Well, I guess that's why they're favored.
Yeah, and
But
I
that.
think didn't RG3 get hurt?
Well, yeah, I guess so. His right knee, not the one that had all the surgery.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got other problems. They can't stop anybody.
No. It's a rough go for
And
them.
you got Merriweather, talking trash, but he hopes people's legs get blown out and ridiculous talk.
Yeah, but you know, that's what you're gonna get. You're gonna get a whole bunch of guys talking. Him and Dez Bryant too, with all the
That was a
talk.
meltdown.
Yeah.
That's an emotionally immature person.
He's a wide
And his
receiver.
mom, didn't he sue his mother or something?
I
What,
don't
I
know.
know, his mother slapped him. Wait, remember what happened?
Well, I believe
A few years ago.
he was the one that was apparently asked, if I remember correctly, Dez Bryant was asked during the draft interviews
Yeah.
by Jeff Ireland, at the time the Dolphins GM, if his mother was a prostitute. When apparently, when you know that came out, it caused a bit of an issue with other people. You know, how could he ask that
No,
question?
wow, that's bizarre.
Well, you know, these interviews, they want to know everything. So, you know, when they take these players on, they know what they're getting into. So, yeah, so you know, but I mean, he's a wide receiver. He wants attention, so it's not surprising.
Well, we've seen the TO problems. Chad Ochocinco.
I just, and you know, so many of them just go, hey, give me the, they want the ball because
Yeah.
they want the stats, they want the money.
Yeah, they're peacocks.
Absolutely they are.
They're the showbird.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I can't blame him. And you know, apparently he wasn't barking about not getting the ball or have, you know, bad play calling. Apparently he was barking that the defense isn't making the stops that they need to win the game.
Right.
So, I don't
Yeah.
know. But apparently, you know, there's no audio of it, so we can't
Yeah,
actually
well,
hear
maybe
what
he
he's
can play safety, and help him out. He doesn't want to get his neck in there.
Well, that's true. So,
Yeah, that's the problem.
yeah. And especially if he's saying he's the best wide receiver in the league, and meanwhile he's playing against Calvin Johnson, and
Oh, yeah. Why would you do that? All it did was motivate Megatron to show who's the man.
And he had a massive game.
Yeah, so then that happens to you, and then you melt down.
Yeah. So you're going with the Bruner theories this week?
I do want to do that. I'm figuring two out of three are going to hit.
Right.
Just three?
Let's see. Miami, 2.5. St. Louis, 3. Buffalo, 3. Washington, 1. Cleveland, 2.5. Houston, 2.5. So that's 5. 1, 2,
Well, there's not
3.
three.
Oh,
It's
6.
zero. It's 0 to 2.5.
Okay, my apologies. Okay, so
Yeah.
0 to 2.5. So 1, let's see, Miami, Washington, Cleveland, Houston.
So no Houston. I'm taking that out of there. I like
Right.
the Bengals. I like the Browns. Yeah, Dolphins. Yeah.
I think that's smart.
Yeah. Okay, Chan.
All right, Dad.
A good night.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And congratulations to the 2013 Boston Red Sox as they defeat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2. And a big celebration in Boston that happened afterwards. I was a little disappointed, though, that Boston fans didn't really tear up the city as other cities usually have happened to them. I mean, Vancouver, their city pretty much gets destroyed after they lose a championship series. And here, Boston, I was kind of expecting people to run onto the field. I think that if that had been the first time they had won since 1918 and not just the first time they had won at home since 1918, it would have been a much bigger celebration. Running onto the field, you know, tearing up the dirt and grass and flipping over cars. But for some reason, I don't know. I'm a little surprised at you, Boston. A little surprised. I still like you, though. So this week for my fantasy team, since the Thursday game was already played, and it turns out the Bruni theory did work, Miami covered, and they won 22-20 on a walk-off safety to end the game. Andy Dalton played a horrible game. I had both A.J. Green and Mike Wallace playing. Both did not score a touchdown, but they both did pretty well for me. A.J. Green gave me 12 points, and Mike Wallace gave me 8 points. My opponent had Brian Hartline, who I had originally at the beginning of the year, and I dropped after, I think, the second week. And he only got 3 points from my opponent. So right now it looks like I'm in line to win, but we'll have to see. Last week I lost, and I dropped down to 3-5, which is a little disappointing after I'd come so close to trying to get to 500. So right now it looks like if anything happens in terms by the end of or by the playoff time in fantasy football, I'll be part of the consolation bracket, which the top 4 teams in my fantasy league get to play for in the championship bracket. One faces 4, 2 versus 3, and then the winner of that goes on to play for their title of the fantasy league. Meanwhile, teams 5-8 play in a consolation bracket. Thank you very much for listening. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Search Everyman Sports in iTunes Store. You can go to our website, everymansports.podbean.com, or you can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and take care.